session. Ernesto?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. First of all, let me thank everyone here on the panel and all the public. Really, thank you for being here. And special thanks and appreciation to the Islamic Scientific Education and Cultural Organization, ISESCO, which is a partner of UNESCO in this initiative on parliamentary governance since 2003. And as I said, this session is part of a series on parliamentary science and technology forums that are organized by UNESCO and aimed at better governance of science and technology systems. It's also an important part of UNESCO's wider effort to reinforce its ties with parliamentarians around the world. We have been discussing all these days, it's today only, but yeah, yesterday we had the pre-workshop, so it's been already 2 days, about the changing context of globalization, the increasing economic and social inequalities, and the environmental concerns that have revealed the limits of traditional policymaking procedures and strategies. So this includes parliamentarians that need to make informed decisions based on quality scientific information and on the latest scientific knowledge. Now, at the same time, parliamentarians need to produce legislation organizing increasingly complex science, technology, and innovation systems at the national level, and are faced with also increasingly complex ethical issues which they have to regulate. This, of course, makes parliaments and parliamentarians they at the core of science policy, of science and technology and innovation policies, and at the crossroads between what we call policy for science and science for policy. We had the session on science advice yesterday, and this challenges also at an even higher level the discussion on the ethical frameworks for this whole system. So parliaments are also key actors in science diplomacy, another issue that we have been discussing during the day, setting up bilateral and multilateral agreements which promote and regulate scientific cooperation and exchange of information, which have deep impacts on foreign policy, but also on policies such as trade policies. Such regulations affect, as said, the scientific development and the trade, both they might affect both positively and negatively trade and scientific relations between the countries. So it somehow closes the cycle of policies for science for policies. This complexity, at the same time, is in the nature of the relationship between scientists and legislators. But legislators face another challenge. Legislators are our representatives, the representatives of the people, and are part of the people. In that sense, a science literate population is key to have science literate legislators. We need this points towards science education as one of as a central tool to also give new tools for the legislations. So the other component of this is the communication between scientists and parliamentarians. This is a challenge, but it's not an impossible challenge. That is because, as we had today, the presentation by our communication panel, there are some challenges in terms of communication between scientists and parliamentarians, but they can be addressed. So just to finalize, this partnership and dialogue between the scientific communities and parliamentarians are vital for identifying and developing the necessary mechanisms for a better design of science policies. And this dialogue should also conduct to a better understanding of the needs of the scientists by the parliamentarians and the needs of the scientific institutions by parliamentarians. Overall, UNESCO attaches great importance to the role of the parliaments in the STI decision-making processes. Through innovative cooperation and the establishment of fora such as this one, the organization has created a unique network of interaction between scientists, parliamentarians, media, and civil society for exchange of ideas and best practices. So thank you very much for being here, and I'm really looking forward to your contribution. Thank you.